Thank you for your introduction. My name is Atsushi Sanada from Japan, Tokyo University of Agriculture. And I also belong to University of Florida as visiting scholar. So today, I'd like to talk about characterization of initial post-planting root development in tomato and pepper transplants using a scanner-based rhizotone system. So tomato and pepper are very important fruit vegetables, and they belong to same family, Solanaceae, but they belong to different genus. Tomato belongs to genus Solanum, and pepper belongs to Capsicum. And one of the important difference between tomato and pepper is establishment easiness after transplanting in the field. For example, these are tomato and pepper seedlings after transplanting. Seedling size were almost same, but 21 days after transplanting, pepper grows slower than tomato. So, by the way, tomato and pepper have quite different root development system. So maybe one of the reasons why this difference is one of the reasons why pepper grow slower than tomato. So in this experiment, the objective is to examine their different post-planting growth from the perspective of root development in tomato and pepper using a scanner-based rhizotone system. So this slide shows materials and methods. So this trial was conducted from September 7 to 24, 2018, and in greenhouse at University of Florida, Gulf Coast Research and Education Center. And plant materials were tomato and pepper. There were 8 replication of tomato and 6 replication of pepper in randomized design. And this slide shows experimental protocol. But I have to explain at first, what is rhizotone? So the rhizotone is a special container to evaluate root development non-destructively. And our rhizotone was developed for evaluation of vegetable seedling root development. Okay, so we use these rhizotones, and at first, pack the soil into the rhizotone, and then transplanted pepper and tomato seedling. Then, these rhizotones were placed on the rack with 30 degree inclination. And during experiment, I measured several shoot traits such as plant height and stem diameter. Then finally, 17 days after transplanting, all plants were sampled gently from rhizotone. And we also took overhead canopy images and root scan images. And these images were easily converted to binary images by using image analyze software. And then canopy area and root surface area were measured automatically. Okay, from this slide, I want to explain the result. So at first, this slide shows leaf area. So upper images are tomato and lower images are pepper. At transplanting day, 7 days, 12 days, and 14 days after transplanting. At first, please look at upper graph. So this graph shows leaf area growth. So, Horizontal bar shows days after transplanting, and vertical bar shows leaf area growth. And closed circle is tomato and open circle is pepper. So if we look at only this graph, we just know the quantitative growth difference between tomato and pepper. It means only 14 days and 17 days tomato leaf area were greater than pepper. But next, please look at lower graph. This graph shows relative canopy growth rate. In tomato, the value were always higher than pepper, and the value increased steadily. But on the other hand, in the pepper, growth rate is very slow in the first 10 days and then increase. So actually, there are not only quantitative growth difference, but also the difference of growth pattern between pepper and tomato. Okay, so next slide shows several shoot traits. Only plant height, tomato were greater than pepper, but stem diameter, leaf number per plant, leaf chlorophyll index didn't show any difference between tomato and pepper. Okay, so next slide shows root surface area. At first, I want to show the time-lapse video about tomato and pepper root growth. So left is tomato and right is pepper. Okay. This is 3 days after transplanting and next 5 days after transplanting. So green lines are new root developed from initially existing root. And blue lines are adventitious root developed after transplanting. So now we can see quite different root development between tomato and pepper. Okay. So next, I show the time-lapse video again with some explanation. Okay. At first, at first, 3 days after transplanting, tomato root started to develop. And next, 5 days, pepper root also started to develop. So tomato root developed quicker than pepper. And only 5 days after transplanting, tomato root surface area was greater than pepper, but thereafter, no differences. And then, tomato root spread throughout the lysatron container, but pepper root developed only upper part of lysatron. So finally, we can see tomato seedling has a new root developed from initially existing root, but pepper seedlings has mainly adventitious root developed after transplanting. Okay, so next slide, I explain more detail about root development, root distribution differences between tomato and pepper. Okay. These images are tomato and root pepper, tomato and pepper root, divided into three depths. So 0 to 10, 10 to 12, and 12, 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30 centimeter depth. at 17 days after transplanting. And this graph shows root surface area in each depth. At first, please look at 0 to 10 centimeter depth. Root surface area in pepper were greater than tomato. But in 10 to 20 centimeter, root surface area in pepper were smaller than tomato. So, and 20 to 30 centimeter, almost no root were observed in pepper. So we can see from this slide, pepper has shallow root system and tomato has deeper developed root system than pepper.
Okay.
Okay, this is final result. This slide shows plant dry weight and nitrogen content. At first, root shoot ratio of pepper is greater than tomato. And next, in nitrogen concentration, pepper was smaller than tomato, but in shoot, pepper was smaller than tomato. But in root, pepper nitrogen concentration was greater than tomato. And next, percentage of nitrogen content in root per total plant is greater, maybe greater than tomato. So this result show pepper has higher nitrogen allocation in root than tomato. And maybe pepper used more energy to develop root than tomato. Okay. So I summarized this result. Post-planting growth was smaller in pepper than tomato, and tomato seedlings developed new roots mostly from their initially existing roots, whereas most of new roots in pepper seedlings were adventitious root. And tomato and pepper roots have different root distribution. Pepper produced smaller shoot and root dry matter than pepper. Pepper had higher root shoot ratio than tomato. Pepper had lower nitrogen concentration in the shoot, but higher nitrogen concentration in the roots than tomato. And last, pepper had higher nitrogen allocation in roots than tomato. Okay, so in conclusion, slow establishment of pepper seedlings may be due to the preferential allocation of dry matter and nitrogen into roots, and slow and shallow root development of pepper seedlings after transplanting is due likely to the active generation of adventitious roots and limited growth from initially existing roots. So I suggest that fertilization and irrigation programs designed for shallow roots may enhance the establishment of pepper seedlings. And in the future studies, physiological roles of dry matter and nitrogen partitioning on establishment growth and adventitious root development will be required. Okay. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you to Dr. Sanada. We don't have time for more questions, but he's, you know, feel free to please contact him if you have any questions. Thank you again. Thank you.